Well, just a great job by our fans coming in and giving us a lot of energy. We thought it was going to be an emotional game for our football team, a game we felt like we had to have being at home, and can't say enough about the energy we drew from with our fans. I mean, it was great to have as many people here to cheer us on as we had, and look forward to that always being the occasion when we play at Mall of America Field. Our players played their butts off throughout the game, you know, from the first half to the second half, and then being able to finish the game. Just a great effort all the way across the board, you know, offense, defense, special teams, just understanding the things that are necessary to win in our league, the preparation that we put in during the week, and then to go out and play as hard as we played. You know, I take my hat off to our players and our coaching staff for preparing them to go out and play hard, to play smart football, play tough football, disciplined football, which we want to embody. We want our team characteristics to show up every time we play. And I thought our guys and our coaches did a great job of coming into this game with the right frame of mind. The only injury that we suffered, it was more of a pregame deal with Jerome Simpson. We're still trying to figure out exactly what's going on with his lower leg. Some of you may have seen us working him out early, trying to figure out if he was going to be able to go or not. We decided to let him play, and he did a pretty good job, but he wasn't himself. So we got to run some tests and just to see what's going on with his lower leg, with more in the ankle area, and try to figure out what's going on. We'll know more hopefully tomorrow after they run some tests and try to determine what's going on there. But other than that, we came out pretty good. You know, usually there are some guys that will be a little bit banged up, and we'll learn a bit more tomorrow. But from everything I've been told, we came out pretty good injury-wise.
Jerome just feel like he couldn't get stretched out before the game?
Yeah, he wasn't able to really push off and didn't have them feel like he had the strength in the lower leg. And so we got to try to find out why is that the case.
Well, obviously, you've improved a lot since last year. Some of your guys are even saying you've improved a lot since the week two loss. What's improved during that time? What's been the difference for you?
Jim, I still have to go back. When you talk about improving our team to April 23rd, when they came in the building and we began to, you know, really set the tone and set the foundation for this 2012 season. And that phase one of this new CBA, you know, the coaches couldn't really be around them, but we talked to Tom Canavy about what we wanted to establish with our players when they walked in the building, and to have the type of participation that we had from our football team throughout the offseason. That's where the improvement began. And so when you have a situation like we had after this, I think the second ball game now, the Indy game, because of the work we did in the offseason, you can draw upon that to help you to get past that situation. And so everything you're seeing now is a byproduct of what happened this offseason with our players. And they are to be congratulated for showing up and allowing us, our coaches, to work with them and really put them through the paces this offseason. So we could get this thing turned around and hit it in the right direction. But that's how you change the culture, by the things that we did this offseason.
Continue to improve of your defense?
You're right. Tremendous improvement, continued improvement. And you have to credit Allen and the defensive staff, along with our players, for preparing extremely well every week and then going out and executing the game plan and really just believing in the things that we're trying to get done. But I think Allen and the defensive staff deserve a lot of credit, but our players' willingness to say, okay, so this is how we're going to do this. This is what it's going to take for us to be successful, then buying into that, and then going out and practicing and playing the way they're playing. Just can't say enough about their effort and their desire to be good. I mean, they want to be the best defense in the league.
What did you say to this is a game you had to have? What was at stake?
Pardon me?
You said this was a game you had to have. What was at stake?
For us, you know, with the previous wins, were against teams that people on the outside probably didn't think that we would have much of a chance to win. And then you come back at home against a team that they're hearing from their friends saying, oh, you guys got this, you got this. And what tends to happen, you can have a lull in your preparation. You can have a lull in the emotion and the necessary tools to go out and win a game like this, because that's a team that in our minds was better than their 1-3 record. They played some very good opponents. And in our league, you don't ever want to take any team for granted. I mean, every team in this league can beat you on any given Sunday. So it was important for us from a maturity standpoint to show that we could win a game against what we thought was, and still believe, has a chance to be a very, very good football team. And for us to go out and dominate in so many ways, I mean, that's a good sign about our football team.
A pretty big grin on your face after Kyle's touchdown. What were you thinking when he makes that grab and he comes back to the sideline?
You know, I had just talked to our coaches on the headset about using clock was more important than a touchdown. And then Bill said, well, we got a touchdown on this play. We can get it. And I said, okay, call it. And we scored. And I turned around, looked at him, and said, good job, Bill. So much for using clock and running the ball. But it was a great play by Kristen and Kyle, and great job by Bill and the rest of the offensive staff.
On the nickel as opposed to starting. Josh got more snaps with the base.
One of the things we want to be able to do with Antoine and some of our other players is be able to take some snaps off of them at this point in the season, and hopefully when we get to November, December, you know, we still have a fresh Antoine Winfield and a guy who can really continue to play at a high level for us. I mean, it is his 14th season in the league, so whenever we can take some snaps off of him and give Josh a chance to continue to develop, we want to try to do that.
How do you judge Harrison's ejection?
From everything I've been told, it was a justifiable ejection. I mean, you can't touch the officials. I mean, just not smart on our part in doing that, and we got to learn from it. And it's just not smart football.
Was there a time this summer when Percy didn't seem real happy? You had a conversation with him. Everything settled down. Did you tell him that you thought this team could win? Was that part of the conversation?
We talked about a lot of things back then, Jim. A lot of things, and I'm sure winning was a part of it. But just making sure that he and I wanted the same thing, and that's to bring a championship to Minnesota, and that's exactly what he wants. That's what I want. And as long as all our players feel the same way, there are no problems that we can't work through. And we're on the same page. We all want to bring a championship to Minnesota, and that's what's most important.
What more can he do for you that he hasn't done?
He's been incredible, Dave. I mean, he's, whether it's in the backfield, playing the slot, playing wide out, returning kicks, he's a terrific football player. I mean, we all know that. It's so obvious. But the emotion that he plays with, the way he practices, I mean, he practices hard. I mean, he's a great example for our young players as to what it means to be a pro. So I'm glad he's a part of our team. Glad he's doing the things he's doing. He's been fantastic.
At this offseason, did you really make it a priority to get him more heavily involved with the offense?
I mentioned a couple of times, like when I was at the Senior Bowl, a lot of the coordinators were coming up to me, and even at the and we were in India at the combine, coaches coming up to me and saying, man, that Percy Harvin is a hard guy to defend. You know, we got to do this, we got to do that. I said, man, we got to find ways to keep him on the field, because even when we're not giving him the ball and he's not involved in a play, those D coordinators are still trying to figure out, okay, if when Percy's on the field, we got to do this, we got to do that. And so when I came back, we started preparing for this next season. I talked to Bill and the offensive staff and said, whatever we do, we got to make sure we're trying to find ways to keep Percy on the field, even when he's not involved in plays. And, you know, there's a little bit of risk-reward because we're always concerned about overusing him, and he plays so hard, you know, the fatigue factor comes in. But for the greater being able to see the big picture, you know, I knew we had to be able to keep him on the field more than we did a year ago, and it's paying off.
Mistral and Sendejo out, when you had to put Robert in the game, what was your level of confidence in him, and who would have been your emergency guy if something else happened, you had to go to another guy?
Well, we had some our confidence was good. He had a good week of practice. We talked about the possibility. We carried three safeties a week ago. We carried three this week. And so we've been preparing him in case this happened. But, you know, you hope it doesn't happen that early if it does happen. But we had an emergency plan. We had a contingency plan if something would have happened to another guy, to either he or Jamarker. But fortunately for us, Robert played very well. Jamarka had another very good game for us, so good. I mean, it's good for all of us. He's getting some valuable experience. Don't like for it to happen that way, but turned out good.
Christian, back, he would have played back at safety, or how would you handle that?
We had because we had no other safeties, so it would have been a corner. But I'd rather not talk about who that would have been. But hopefully we won't get in that situation where we have to have someone to do it. But, yes, it would have been a corner.
Christian went like 140-some-odd attempts without the pick and then back-to-back. I mean, do you just dismiss that considering what the game was, or is there something that you look at there?
I told him what I was so proud of was the way he bounced back from those two picks. A year ago, I don't know if he would have been able to stay as engaged as he was after the second pick. it shows a sign of maturity because he came back. He didn't have any drop-off. He played with great confidence. And we talk all the time to our players about, Brian, don't let the last play influence the next play. Play one play at a time and just keep moving on if there is a mistake. We'll learn from it and we'll grow from it. And I'm just very, very proud of the way he reacted to those two negative plays. And that's a great sign for our football team, and great that he's maturing in that way.
Does going 4-1 change your expectations for this season?
Not at all, Jim. You know from training camp what our goals have been, and our goals have not changed. We want to win the NFC North. We want to bring a championship to Minnesota. So our goals have not changed one bit.
You try to go week to week always with this team. At what point do you start to think maybe there's something special building here right now?
Well, it's still so early, Tom. I mean, there's so much more football to be played. We all know there have been a lot of teams that have gotten off to great starts. And like we said before, you just don't see them in December. We don't want to be one of those teams. But it's much too early to say or write the script about how this season's going to end. So many factors that could come into play to affect the season. But we're going to work as hard as we can and play them one game at a time and do our best to be prepared for this next ball game.
You had a chance to talk with Harrison one-on-one about what went out?
Yeah, we talked after the incident and just a few minutes ago before I came in here. So we got to learn from it and got to learn from it.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Christian will be coming through.